It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Matisrider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2045, recorded Thursday, June 19th, 2025. Lights, camera, action! On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has three gadgets from the Build Show in New York. I have another summer gadget to keep your towels in place, and then Mo has a gadget that you might like. All next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dicky D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! Now, and here is the Archduke of gadgets. Or the, you've been knighted, Sir Knight Gadgeteer, Dick DiBartolo.
Wow.
I don't know. Would you be nervous getting knighted with a big old sword coming down on your?
As long as it wasn't too sharp, I could live with it. So tell us what happened last week.
Yes, last week
we were
show.
In the middle of, and there was a photo on the screen, and I thought, boy, they're holding this photo for a very long time.
We were in the middle of the show. It got interrupted. From my perspective, I'm in my studio, and the lights went out. So lost power. This studio has not a window, so it just went completely dark. I was just, like, sent into darkness. I couldn't find my phone. I was trying to use my watch to, like, look around. Trying to figure it all out and trying to see if it was the whole building or if it was just me. And then eventually it came back on and we continued with the show. After the show, I saw on my phone, there was a text message from my energy company, which is honestly kind of cool that they're sending you updates, not through the app or anything, but through a text message. When it went off originally, what's funny is the timestamp is 8:20, which is like, you know, we start our show at 7:30 my time. So 8:20 is like, you know, a little bit 50 minutes into the show. But then they said that the estimated time to, they said there's an outage in your area. It's impacted some folks. Estimated restore time was 1:15 a.m. I'm glad I didn't see that during the show because I would have been like, oh no, oh gosh, the whole show is canceled. Based off of the timestamps of the text messages, what's interesting is 60 seconds later at 8:21, they said, repairs are complete in your area. The outage affected approximately, it's so funny, it says approximately, but then it's a very specific number, 621 customers. Approximately, exactly, 621 customers. If your power is out, let us know, with some information, if your power is still out. Really interesting. They were right on it. Power's out. We're going to fix it at 1 a.m. And then
yes,
they fixed it 60
yes.
seconds later and sent a little update about, and it was kind of cool.
Someone said, oh my God, you unplugged 621 people. Put that plug back in.
I swear that's what happened. It's like some electrician, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to fix it really fast. Tell them 1 a.m. And then, okay, it's fixed.
Perfect.
So yeah, that all went down last week. What's been going on with you?
Let's see. Well, I have a question about a video. I went to a show called Build, B-I-L-D, put on by B&H Photo. You know them,
oh,
right?
I know. Yes.
So B&H Photo
store for equipment.
Huge.
Humongous store for equipment. They'll sell any pro equipment, cameras, lenses, C-stands, lighting, audio, everything.
They used to have an open house. And then I guess someone there thought, you know, why don't we just take a huge section of the Javits Center and get everybody who provides us with products to have a booth, and they started Build, And when I got there,
so it's basically a B&H photo expo.
Yes,
it's like an expo of all the vendors at B&H Photo.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. And it was pretty crowded because it was free.
Oh.
Yeah, you had to register and get a badge, but there was no cost involved. And I kept asking at booths, why is it called Build when it's all about creative photography and cameras and...
Right.
And finally, no one knew. So I went to the B&H booth and I said, why is it called Build? And the woman said, B-I-L-D is Yiddish for image. And so...
That's so funny. And B&H has a long legacy of Jewish ownership culture, it seems like. Yes. Yeah. I think at NAB, their booth is shut down on Saturday, I think.
Yes. No, I believe you're right. I believe you're right.
So but, it's Yiddish.
yes, for image. And what was interesting is the show really scans toward people who are into production. Which you'll see, I have a video with a lot of stuff that is way up there in price and in technology. But this happened, I wanted to ask you, can someone actually get on your Bluetooth range? Well, I'll explain where I was, and then you'll see in the video what happened. I was walking by the Nikon booth, and Nikon had all their cameras on a stand, and so that people could look at something other than the ceiling. They had scenes, but as I'm, you can run the video. As I'm talking about the scenes, here we go.
Here it is.
Yeah. And it's going to have the preset here. Okay, now I'm gonna go.
That's cool. They have like a wedding.
For yes, this is my favorite.
A boxing scene. But I am talking.
So this is the one I was telling you that I...
This lady's voice
red is shadows.
Overriding.
And
I bet so, it's just so the microphone. Is just
here,
it's just so loud, overpowering your voice.
Oh, okay. That's what Dennis said. He said, he said I couldn't even tell where it was coming from.
Yeah.
But it just... totally blocked out my mic. Yeah, there was three different scenes with live people in there, so that you had something to aim the camera at and zoom in and see what the different
I had,
lenses.
Models to like check it all out. That is so funny.
So this is the one that I was telling you that. This
anyway, cool, I have sort of an overview of the show, and the last thing is a very consumer oriented product, especially for someone like Jamma B.
Ooh.
So let's take a peek at the show.
Okay, here is video number one.
It's Welcome to Build Expo, put on by B&H Photo, okay? And it's a new section of the Javits Center where they took out a parking lot and made a new exhibition space.
So, Chad, with our unlimited budget, I'm going to get two of those.
Mm-hmm.
And then... a couple of the little ones for around the room, and then
decoration.
And then we'll have them send us a catalog, so it'll tell us what we bought. This is the perfect car for me to drive because it comes with its own rear screen.
It comes with a road
this
built
is really
in.
Great. This is like being in a mini Hollywood studio.
Oh
I don't
gosh.
Know how fast this subway
great.
Train was going
Biggie
for it to actually get inside the Javits Center. Actually, this is a great display. It's from the people at Gratis Group, and they make lighting. And as you can see, they have all their various lighting gear on sale here. We can get this for $559. I assume that includes the tripod.
Gigantic tripod.
So one of the exhibits. Everything here seems to be geared toward really big productions.
Yeah.
Not little like us.
Not us, yeah.
Being at a cityscape.
has a C stand.
Pizza place.
Right.
Video of... What we're actually watching is video of a miniature town. And it's being done by that robotic camera. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. Let's go
that
over.
That camera.
Let's
I've
go over and find out
use.
How much this is. Because Chad, then you
and
don't have to cut
the
your close-up.
Incredible close-up.
You'll just
now
run that. Let's go find out what
it
that
with
costs.
Robotic arm.
So give me an idea of the price range for something like this.
You're definitely clearing $100,000.
$100,000, okay. And is it called the garage?
No, that's us. We're the.
Oh, you are. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this Mark Roberts Motion Control makes these robots, and they make a wide variety of different.
Oh, okay.
Robots.
And you guys own this one?
We have like seven of them, and we do all sorts of different things.
Okay.
You want to see some robots? You come by in Industry City. We're there.
Okay. Okay, great, thank you. You have a business card?
I sure do.
Perfect,
so my guess is that you would hire them out and rent
Dad,
out all of this type of equipment.
I need your address, I'll send you one. It's going to be so more convenient than reaching up and trying to focus the little webcam on the table.
Right.
This will just be automatic.
So
Chad, I got something else for you. The HydroArm Mini, okay, for the top of the car. All right, so when you're outdoors, this is the HydroArm Mini, and then you can put your camera on that. I'll find out how much it is, okay? I don't want to go over budget on this. Chad, we're at Bright Tangerine. Filmmaking for the sports world, and I ordered two of these things, okay? Oh, no, not the camera rig. I ordered two of the cups.
Oh, good.
So this is the audio on this was ruined. All right. So the object here is if you want to travel with a telescope, like Jamie B might do, why have a big telescope when we have designed one that weighs just a little more than 4 pounds?
Wow.
Now they say it's as light as a medium-sized soda, but a soda is not 4 pounds.
Yeah.
Anyway,
maybe they're thinking a 2 liter.
Yeah. $399, you pair it to your phone or your tablet, and there are 4,000 plus things in the sky. You just pick out what you want to see, and the telescope will go find it for you.
That is crazy.
Yeah, and it also has a built-in camera so it can photograph whatever you're watching.
That is awesome. I want to ask you if you've seen this other product. Seen that crazy robotic arm reminded me of something that I wanted to introduce to you. This is a little PTZ webcam.
Oh my!
Isn't that fun? So it'll do pan, tilt, and digital zoom, but it's just a little webcam, and it's almost like what you were saying is like instead of moving things around, you can just use this to...
Oh, that's pretty neat. And that's that. The camera's built in, right?
Yes. You're not buying two different things.
Yeah.
Tiny.
Oh, it's 4K.
Yes. I had always kind of thought to do this for, streaming, because you wouldn't need a camera operator, basically. You just put this in the corner and then focus on what you needed.
Does it have follow me?
Yes, it does. It's a follow me and like a reframe option. And then it also has hand gesture tracking. So you can like do it like a peace symbol and then it'll start tracking you. And then if you do like an upside down peace symbol, then it'll stop tracking you and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, and voice control.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I remember seeing this when it first came out, and it was only able to tether to your phone, and it was like a TikTok kind of like camera to follow you around. And I was like, come on, make this thing a webcam. Give some controls with it. Eventually they did. Eventually enough product development came out that it'll do all that stuff now.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if they were there and I just miss seeing them.
They're honestly, I haven't seen them around except
for... Oh, you haven't? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw them at like one trade show a long time ago and was like really interested in them personally and then kept following them. Because I was like, well, this whole phone, oh, use it only with your phone. I was like, Bluetooth only, phone only. I was like, I don't really find that amazing. And then they kept kind of iterating on the product. And so I've been kind of, and I haven't seen them at a convention since. So,
Okay.
But the next, similar to that was the telescope. So we can take
and,
a look at that.
And my, I think this is the best thing that I saw. Yeah, that's $399. And... weighs 4 pounds, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. They are, the woman said, they will have a 4K version, no date and no price yet, but you can check their website for when they might take orders for that. But I think this kind of thing, Jamma B might own something like that. I don't know. I suddenly do not hear you anymore.
Sorry, I keep messing that up. I wonder what the downside to having a smaller telescope is. I assume there's a resolution or a magnification, a con with the Pro of it being so small and
portable. That could be. That could be. Maybe it's 1080p and what they're working on is 4K.
Yeah, right.
You didn't say it's going to be bigger. It might be just a lot bigger. Who knows?
Right. Pretty cool.
The other thing I thought was really fascinating is something from Insta360. Their newest little camera is sweet, and this is a video about that.
We're here at Insta360. We know a lot about them, but we don't know about their latest model. And Jonathan...
Yeah, so this actually is the Go 3S, and so this is the world's smallest 4K camera. And so this is actually the camera itself, which is really cool. This little piece right here is the camera, and it's essentially made for portability and functionality, and it's, you know, the ease of use. You can essentially bring it anywhere. When you buy the Go 3S, it comes with a variety of different attachments for different mounting solutions and different portability. For example, there's a hat clip that you can clip onto like the brim of your hat. And there's a magnet mount for hands-free POV. I'm currently wearing it right now, and so, for example, I can clip it onto it. You can see the actual preview of the camera. This is me as I walk.
Oh my gosh!
And then it has vertical and horizontal.
I think I tried.
Of course. Yeah. And it also has just a standard quarter-inch thread attachment.
Does this little black attachment come with it?
Yeah, it comes with it as well. So all three of these with the purchase. And for example, you can essentially screw it onto a tripod as well. And so this little guy right here, you can start recording and end recording just with the touch of a button right here. The battery life.
And there's a mic in there?
Yes, there's a mic in there. The battery life for this is about 40 minutes by itself. And then when it's in the pod, it has 140 minutes of battery.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Is that out now?
Yeah, the Go 3S is out now. It's been out for a little bit. And the current price through B&H is $365 for white and black, 128 gig internal memory.
Can you add memory to it?
No, on these models.
Not on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of...
I'm really curious if it does live video out, too.
I don't know. I know you can keep recording as it charges when it's in the little pod.
Interesting. Because, like, when I was doing my streaming, remember I did the stream for...
Yes, for days, right?
Yeah, for, like, months. That little camera was one of the best that I found. The problem is not many of the mini cameras will do video out. So, it's just feature that I'm curious about. But yeah, there it is. And then it is funny that on Amazon, it's $399.
Yes, it's more. It's more on Amazon.
It's very funny. See there. That does not look like an output. That just looks like a charging port. So I doubt that you could do live video out. Yeah, doesn't look like there's any outputs options. Pretty cool though. The form factor is insane. I love that wireless video playback.
Oh, isn't that great? That little screen
is crazy. That like it stays connected when it pops off of the base, and then being able to record in portrait or landscape. I'm impressed. That's a pretty cool little thing. Do you happen to know, is it waterproof?
You know,
I wonder if the little pod is waterproof, and maybe the
lady next to me said, "If I'm walking, won't it be very jerky motion?" And he said, "No, there is a stabilizer built in to correct that." But I don't know about waterproof.
Yeah.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine is waterproof down to 16 inches. When used
that's
inside.
5 feet.
Yeah.
That's very decent.
There you go. So a typical
and 4K?
Pool. Yeah. Okay. Like a normal a pool would be just fine.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And back at the studio, I have my final gadget of the day. Also something you might be interested in.
Ooh, okay.
A month or two ago, we had a doggy vest. Remember Charlie was wearing it? It lit up different colors in it. You could have a solid color or blinking on or off. So if you were jealous that you didn't have something like that, I found this on Amazon. Especially if you go jogging at night, which around here a lot of people do. So this is the USB rechargeable LED USB-C charging vest. I saw someone wearing this, okay? And you will not miss them.
I've seen people wear something very similar as well.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Does yours have a headlight?
Well, no, so it wasn't mine. I go to a run club every once in a while, and some of the runners, when it's, you know, 5 a.m. and dark, will wear something like this, very similar.
I believe you can go into...
Wow, party mode.
Blinking, and then you can... pick a color.
Just pick one of seven colors.
Or go to a disco.
This would be great at a disco. But wait, there's more.
Oh.
You have your own
front-facing light.
Headlight.
Oh my God.
Okay. Let me see. Does this have bright, not so bright, and off? Okay. All right. So let's see what this looks like on. Oh my gosh.
Now, this first attempt is about checking the book at all.
Somehow.
As you'll see.
Something clicks in the front here.
I assume it's like chest mounted?
Yes, back and chest.
Right.
Yeah.
Elf.
Yeah. It does look a little...
Boy, oh boy. So this goes on your back, okay? And then your arm goes in here. And in... Let's see. That goes on your back.
Oh, my gosh.
You will be seen...
Oh my God! This would be me. Okay. I would not know how to put this on.
I don't think so.
Dennis, that
Don't hurt yourself. We don't want death by gadget, Diggy D.
So we stopped being silly and we looked at the box. And basically, it's very easy. You just put your arms through. It's like putting on a jacket. One arm through here, one arm through there. It goes on. Click that. And then that is in the back. So now let's go into a dark room and see what it looks like at midnight. All right, it's not so bad. So you just have to make sure that these two lit LED strips, one arm goes through each one. What is a little bit difficult is you have to be sort of flexible because you turn it on.
The thing is, you'll probably set the color before you go out.
You change the colors.
Yeah.
But if you want to change anything, you do have to reach back.
At the back. Little headlight thing is easier because that's at the front and at the top. Okay. That's going to blind the camera.
Okay. Boing.
All right. And then low. Now you will be seen with this. You know, you
no doubt.
Guess the price.
Said, you know, I don't have my wallet with me. And the guy says, I don't want your wallet.
60
I want
is
that.
My instant.
That's neat. All right. So it looks a lot flashy in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. It might be too much. I don't know. We'll ask Chad. Chad's a jogger. Would he wear this?
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Okay, let's see how much it costs.
Okay, especially if I was in an area, like I have specifically changed my running route to be on safer like paths, like so I don't have to run in front of intersections and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
That's why I love running trails so much, is they're just so darn safe compared to just running around the neighborhood, and sometimes you might run into an area where you're like running on the street instead of on a sidewalk and stuff like that. So depending on your situation, absolutely. If I was forced in a situation where I didn't have any good running around me, and I like to run in the morning or at night, yeah, I'd definitely wear this because I don't.
And what do you think it cost?
I said 60. 60?
I think you're going to be surprised.
Okay. I can see. 23. 24.
Yeah, $24. I thought it was pretty decent for that price.
Yeah, I agree. And I really like the headlight because you kind of think sometimes, I can run with the moonlight or like the street lights. And then you get into an area and the sidewalk's completely uneven and you just got blinded by some car driving by so you can't see the road.
Or
really
you
want
to see what it says on a sign in front of you.
Exactly, exactly. So now
oh my God,
I run with a headlight.
Scooter X only found it for 40 cents cheaper.
Wow. Looky there. It's the same one too. Good job, Scooter X. It looks exactly, or well, not exactly. The light is a bit different. It's a tad different, but darn, that looks very similar.
Yeah.
But yeah, why not get the...
But Amazon, you can get it right away.
Exactly.
For 50 cents more.
I can't find it. Here we are. What do the reviews say?
You know, it did pretty good. I think it was 4 stars from 300 people.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good. I also, yeah. Like, I have seen these that also add a lot of fabric to them as well, that they have, like, more of a vest instead of just one strap. Honestly, I like the one you show better because I want as little, like, those little tubes I don't think would bother me.
Yes, I was just going to say.
As much. So I actually really like that setup versus, like, more of a vest with more fabric to actually make it more of a vest. I actually...
Especially in the hot weather, this is...
Exactly.
You know, you could wear this over bare skin.
Exactly, exactly. Really cool, really cool. Okay.
Okay, that brings us to, oh boy...
Time to get a little crappy.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chess. Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. Summer gadgets... How do you like them?
Wow.
There you go. This is not what these are used for. But I took a look at a summer gadget earlier, and here you go. We are back at it again with another summertime gadget. Now, just imagine that the day is a hot summer, sunny day at the beach. Not what it actually is, which is overcast. We're kind of in the middle of a thunderstorm, and it's a little muggy outside. So, not the perfect summer day. Today, I'm checking out these. They are a gadget that I've never seen before. Beach towel bands. I was confused as to, are these supposed to just keep your beach towel like from unraveling, or what are they for? Well, online it mentions that they are for your beach chairs or loungers by the pool, and this is to make sure that your towel won't fly away on a really, really windy day, which of course at a beach, it's typically always windy at the beach. Maybe your pool is also really windy. So here's how it works. We're gonna just put down our towel like normal. Just like that. Let's go ahead and snag one of these guys. So this is the entire thing. It is very elastic, and then on the inside there's actually like a rubber strip, so it's kind of rubberized to kind of grab a towel.
Oh,
which is nice.
Oh, I see that.
So then I guess I just do this. There you go. One and done. It does say that this is a 4-pack. I could imagine on a really windy day, if you had to, you could even probably do down here. Set it here, stretch it that way. That's pretty good. Definitely the wind would not be messing with this towel on here. And I could imagine that this would work on other loungers, like even the sort of lay down loungers at a pool, that type of thing. I wanted to see just how stretchy these are. That's about as far as I can go. So if you have an extra wide, you might have an issue. This is a pretty typical beach chair. It is a 4-pack, so it comes in 4 different colors in the same pack. We have this pink, this checker, sort of like a bright pink, and then this pinstripe. And so you get 4 of them for only $12. So that's around $3 a piece. That is about it. It's not windy here. It is raining on me, though. So back to you guys.
Oh, they're nice.
Yeah. It was honestly something I've never seen before. I will say that the pink one that I like really did the stretch with, it's already starting to fray just a little bit.
Oh, no.
It's kind of a little annoying. So maybe not the best made type thing. I found these at Target for, like I said, $12. And they even had another color. If you wanted this color instead.
Oh, no. ScooterX has them for like $1.50.
Oh, my gosh. It really is just elastic. So it kind of makes sense why. It just is sized correctly for a beach chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it could also hold the chair closed, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's that.
Yeah, probably can.
Maybe not. Yeah. I really feel like they should double as sweatbands, though. I mean, they look pretty stylish. Pretty stylish. Oh my gosh, ScooterX found 12 of them for $5.
Oh my gosh.
This is a 12 pack. Earlier, we were looking at like 2.
They're thinner than what you have, but I guess they'll do the same purpose.
Right. And there they are. Okie dokie. Honestly, I was shocked. It seems so simple, but it's like a gadget I'd never seen. I've never seen towels.
No, absolutely.
What? It's kind of cool. With that, let's move into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're cool. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
Okay, it's not an old gadget, but it's a gadget. Mo says, I think you guys will be interested in this. And I am, and I think the audience will too. And here's Mo's video.
Yeah. I made a long version of this video about this device and how I'm using it. Basically, I wanted to come up with an idea to have a ISP backup just in case my files goes down. This is my files ONT, and this is the connection that comes from my Orbi router that gives me internet around my whole home. So that's my Orbi mesh router. That black cable is connected to the internet port on the router. So if this ever goes down, I want to be able to have a backup while, let's say, they're working on something in Verizon or something, and I just need a backup for the night or for the day, and I can't afford to have my system down or my network down. I found this device, and this device allows me to tether my phone to it to allow me to get internet service. So in a pinch, I want to be able to use my phone's hotspot or tethering option to get internet right away. So let's just assume the worst. My Fios Verizon ISP goes down, and I have to make a quick switch to get internet service. So I just unplug this cable, plug it into one of the LAN ports in the back of this router. I've already configured this. You got to go in, configure it, put a password and everything, and set it up for tethering. And you configure it. You plug in the USB cable to your phone, and you can tether. You can also do something like a repeater, not using the cable, and you can use this. You can connect wirelessly from this to this in repeater mode. But I'm making it simple, tethering right to the router. Now this black cable is connected to the Orbi. Let me see if my network is still up. Yep, my network is still up. I didn't lose anything. I mean, I just did the switch, and the Orbi router and everything did a quick reconnect.
That's great.
Of course, you're not going to get the speed you're going to get from your ISP. I have a 2 gig Fios ISP, but it's better than nothing, and it's great in a pinch. You're in a situation, you're working from home, or you got to make a Zoom call, and you can't cancel it. This is a pretty cool option, I at least for me, in an emergency. And I did the switch over, and look, it just came right back. It just came up. It did the switch pretty quickly. Now, I don't know if the switch occurred because of the Orbi router, but it came up and everything's working. So real quick review again, your ISP goes down. That's my Orbi router. I need to get internet to my whole home. I disconnect the Ethernet port from my ONT or my modem from my ISP, plug it in here. This is connected to my phone using a USB-A to USB-C cable to my phone, and it's tethering, providing internet service. And I configured this already, and all I had to do was plug in the LAN port, and everything came up, and everything worked. I think it's a great idea, and it's a great backup option in a pinch. And for $30, well worth it. All right. Thank you. Bye.
I love it. I've actually owned two things that are similar to this, but not this. And they are basically a Swiss Army knife of, like, internet things, especially when you're mobile or trying to figure out like what else to do. It is just a router. So all it is a Wi-Fi router, but the interface is like made for basically these type of options of like tethering from your phone to output it to the Ethernet or getting a Wi-Fi signal and then bouncing it a second time. The thing that I loved these devices for is if I would go on a cruise ship or a hotel and they have one of those policies where you buy the internet for a device, for just one device. Well, this allows you to buy it and then repeat a Wi-Fi signal to as many devices as you want. So if you were on a plane and you had like two devices, what you can do is use the router to connect to the plane's Wi-Fi, and then that's just a device. And then use the router to make your own personal Wi-Fi hotspot and connect as many devices as you want, 15 devices or whatever, to the Wi-Fi hotspot. These things are awesome. And how he's
reasonable.
Using them.
$30.
I know. And they're really like, this one has three different ports so that, you know, if you needed to, you could plug in, you could have an Ethernet switch on it as well. Like all sorts of cool stuff. The cruise line was really the best because it was like literally per device. Like, and it's like, well, I have a laptop, a phone, an iPad.
Yeah, yeah.
A roommate with all the same things. So buying the internet one time and then being able to use it with everybody is pretty fantastic. So, yeah, really, really cool, Mo. Love them. And this one specifically is even, well, I don't know if this one is, but some of them can do like insane Wi-Fi speeds too. Some of them are Wi-Fi 7. There you go. Like, look at that. It's a lot more expensive, but you can get really insanely fast routers too, which we used in production situations with the charity marathons when...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When we're doing a production or whatever, and it's like, oh my gosh, we need an internet connection that's not going to go down, that is like, and so we'd have a little mobile router and you'd be able to set all that stuff up. Really cool stuff. So yeah, love it. Really cool gadget. Mo, thanks for sending that in.
Thank you. Thank you.
People want to send in their videos. How can they do it?
It is easy. Make a little video. Horizontal format when you do it, 1 to 3 minutes, anything to do with a gadget. We love old gadgets. We like new gadgets like Mo just showed. A gadget that you love or even a gadget you hate. Make a little video just with your phone. You can be in it if you want. Make sure we can see the gadget and hear your voice. That's pretty much it, and that it's in landscape mode. Put it up on YouTube. When you upload, there's a drop-down menu. Click Unlisted if you just want us to have the URL. Email it to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And if we show it here on the show, we're showing like 99% of everything. You'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine autographed to you.
There you go. It is worth it, folks. Do it. And we need them. We need in videos.
Yes, so we need more. We need
send
more.
Send them. Find it. Find a little gadget, a quirky little thing around. Record it. Send it over. We'd appreciate it. With that, let's move on to the letter.
All right, so the letter is not from a viewer, but from a company, and the chat room may be unhappy with my decision not to accept their offer.
Oh.
I will read it. Dick D. Bartolo, we are Amazon sellers. We have the following products for you and up to 20 of your fans sent at no charge.
Oh.
We have some of the best selling products on Amazon US. We'll provide the samples and you will do an unboxing video and post it on YouTube. Then you can have 20 samples for your fans. Choose the product you like. Travel size mouthwash. Sticky bra inserts.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Right. Two choices. Sticky bra inserts 1.0, sticky bra inserts 2.0.
Oh, I'd get the 2.0 for sure. I want the 2.0. Most updated. Yeah.
Or nipple covers.
Oh, I've been needing some. I wouldn't have to go out to the store then, Dickie D.
Yeah, I know. I'll change my mind. I send us 20. I need 21.
And make sure you record the unboxing and post that on YouTube, Dickie D. Otherwise, I, as a fan of you, won't get my own pair.
Oh, my God. My God. That is so funny. That is so.
Yeah, you may want to pass on that one.
Yeah, I did. I just don't answer. But that is, they're getting more and more ways to try and get people to do unboxings.
Yeah.
I'm sure Amazon has no idea what goes on behind their back, but.
Have you heard of UGC? UGC?
No.
It's it stands for user-generated content. User-generated content. And companies nowadays really want user-generated content. So we are creating user-generated content by doing our own reviews of gadgets, right? But they want like normal people to do that stuff. And so what they'll do is pay people to do it. And so there's people who have like professional careers as, hey, hire me to make a video that looks like I just got this and I'm checking it out. And it looks like it's user-generated content, or it is user-generated content where I'm getting paid, you know, $300 for the video. And then the company can use it. They can share it on their socials. They'll put it on their stories. They'll put it in their thing. But yeah, UGC.
And any idea what the company would pay the person to do that?
So typically it's not a lot, because most of these UGC creators are like there's kind of a term for it of like micro influencers. So they don't have many followers. Yeah. So and they're trying to like pump out a lot of content. The content's pretty easy to make. So it's only like 300, maybe a really like nice person would be like $1,000 a video. But it's not an absurd, but they might make, you know, 5 videos a week for people. And so, you know, they may have some companies want like repeat. They don't mind if it's the same person.
Oh, I
see. Know?
Yes, yes.
So some companies, I watch this whole thing on it. Some people are under retainer from a company, and they're kind of their business model is to get 6 companies to put me under retainer, and then I'll make videos for them, stuff like that. So UGC is like this whole industry of marketing. It's like a niche within the marketing field. And so that's basically what they're trying to get you to do, is make a video so that we can put it on our story, so that we can share it. Look, everyone's using it. Wow, this person loved it so much they recorded a video unboxing it. That type of thing is kind of the strategy of it. It's a big part of it. And then what's funny is TikTok, with their TikTok shop, basically did all this, and so what happens on TikTok is if you review a product, you can tag the product that you're reviewing, and then it'll pop up, you know, above. So like, you know, you'll have the user, the description, and whatever at the bottom of your TikTok. Well, the product link will pop up above that, so users are encouraged to click it. And that product link is a TikTok shop thing. So they'll give out free products from TikTok shop and get people to record these videos, and then there's the link right on the video, and the creator gets a cut of however many people they send to the shop. So that they like made a UGC factory, because that's what user-generated content basically is, people just making TikToks. So they kind of gave creators an incentive to make their own type of unboxings and product videos and things like that. So I think that's the type of email that you got. That was their motivation, was let's see if we can get this guy to make a video. Too bad we are not in the nipple cover industry. At GizWiz. So thanks for sending the email, folks, but not for us.
No thanks.
Also, big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/GizWiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting our show every single episode. It is incredibly generous, and we love you so much. We like you because you support our show. If you like the show, please consider giving back at patreon.com/GizWiz. Or you can head to our website, gizwiz.tv. There's a Patreon tab at the top of the website. And on that page, it'll also take you to PayPal. If you want to give via PayPal, just scroll down a little bit past the big banner, and there's a little link to PayPal if you want to give that way, because some people want to give that way instead. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who supports the show. It is incredible that we are on year
21.
21? I don't
know. We're in year 21.
We are in year 21, of the show, and that is because of our fans supporting us. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you like the show and want to watch it live, just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time, we are live with a live stream. The website will just update with the live stream, so just head on over to gizwiz.tv to check it out. And also make sure that you join the chat room and chat along with all of the fantastic folks. I just joined it, so it looks a little empty, but they are a fantastic group of people, our community here at the GizWiz. And if you miss a show, they're all there on our website after the fact, or on our YouTube page, or on Apple Podcasts, or all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, not .tv, but .biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about every single gadget that we cover on the show. So you ever need a reminder or a link back to the gadgets that we talked about, gizwiz.biz is the place to go while you're there. Play What the Heck Is It? This is a gadget, and you gotta guess what the heck it is without the label. And I hate to give this one away, but this is, you know, you got a Cyclops, has one eye. How many, what would five eyes be? A Pentaclops? A Pentaclops? This holds a Pentaclops' eye balls. It's a Pentaclops. I had to get really creative with this one, okay? If you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.